Hi, I'm Bob Pitcher, Vice President of State Laws at the American Trucking Associations. Today we're joined by Matthew Bowles, President and CEO of National Fleet Services. National Fleet Services is a transportation consulting and compliance firm providing services to fleets across North America. One of those services includes license, title, and registration of equipment. Matthew, thanks for joining us. Managing that process can be difficult, time-consuming, and frustrating. How can a motor carrier assess their fleet's license, title, and registration process? What kinds of questions should they ask themselves?
One of the first questions that we try to understand is, how old is their process? How long have they done it? Why they chose the jurisdictions that they operate within? And just to see, are they testing the waters from time to time? Another thing that we look at is really the turnover in the department. A lot of times when there is turnover in the department, it gives us the opportunity to reassess and determine, are we in the right jurisdiction? Has business operations changed? Is there a more efficient way to get the plates and the registrations to the trucks and make things run a little more smoothly? One of the last questions we really look at is, why do we place equipment where we place it? Many motor carriers have grown through the years, picked a home jurisdiction, maybe where the corporate office is located, or maybe where they had their first shop. And through the years, they expand, their footprint changes, and it gives the opportunity to really, really assess what jurisdictions make a little more sense. And the name of the game from a titling registration process is really simple. It's to get the trucks on the road as quickly and as smoothly as we can by minimizing sales tax, property taxes, and registration fees.
That's always the goal, I know, Matthew. Thank you very much.